Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't refreshing?
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kane is in the building. Yeah!
What a good song choice. I love Lupe Fiasco. It's After Hours on 610 Sports Radio. Drew Nixon sitting in for Dusty Likens. Julio playing this classic song for us on the other side of the glass. Final hour here on After Hours. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, Patrick Mahomes says they're starting to take deep shots again. Trent McDuffie said that the offense is looking really good. Actually, in OTAs, but before that, I got a question that's out of left field. All right.
I feel
text
like
line.
This is really going to get naughty, and I'm not trying to do it. I'm not.
All right. Well, that's the wrong bed. So we'll come back to that, but continue with your.
I'm not going to get naughty with this question like Dusty was. I promise.
Well, werewolf for a reason, you know.
913-586-7610. So you get your dream house. What do you have to have? First thing you're getting, does it have to have a pool? Or what does it have to have? Man cave, pool, pool table, air hockey, a movie theater, a golf simulator. What's the one thing that you have to have in your dream house? 913-586-7610.
All right, we're going
to
skip
that. Dusty just
bed.
Wants to get naughty.
Someone saved over the bed, so we'll
that's a bummer.
But
what's yours, Julio?
Yep. Mine is I would love a urinal.
Really? I'm very surprised.
That would be...
That's an answer out of left field.
I was thinking like maybe a pool, like of course a man cave, but like if we're thinking outside of the box here, if I could have my own urinal, oh man, that would be spectacular.
What? Is it one that is traditional, or is it one of the tall ones that goes from the floor?
Those are probably my favorite. The one that like are like inserted in the floor and then are tall. I had a friend who had a really nice house and he had a spectacular man cave. The coolest part of it was having a urinal in there, and then he had a target in there. And man, I've never forgotten. I can't remember the rest of what his man cave looked like, but I do remember that. Spectacular.
Certainly unique there. A urinal from Julio. Max says a QT roller grill. It's a good one. I think man cave is almost too, I guess, vague. Because as you said, the urinal was in the man cave. That was part of the man cave. There's a lot that you can have in a man cave. Somebody texted in from the 816. My dad has a urinal in his basement bathroom. It's incredible.
See, I'm not the only one.
There might be more people who have urinals than I would have suspected. Urinal would not be... look, urinals are great, but that's not my first choice that I have to have. From the 913, this is along the line that I was thinking. The latest racing simulator video games, so like iRacing, an iRacing rig. Those things, Julio, an iRacing rig, those things cost like up to 10 grand. Like you're spending some serious cash on those things.
If you're a gamer, though.
If you're a gamer, it is absolutely worth it. If you do iRacing, I do not have iRacing. I want it. I think if I would get in trouble, my wife would really be disappointed if I got that because I would spend too much time on the racing simulator. I think a golf simulator along the line of Sims would be necessary.
There we go.
There we go.
You're good now.
We're talking You get your dream house. What do you have to have? Julio, along with another texter, said a urinal. Max said a QT roller grill. The latest racing sim. I'm going to go golf sim. I think Dusty would agree with this answer. Somebody from the 816 agrees. Yes, golf sim. Golf sim, 100%.
I'm not a golf guy. Not a golf guy. You know?
You, okay. Has Dusty not offered to take you golf?
I mean, I'd go. I'm terrible at it, and
I do not judge anybody's golf game. I think it's as long as you're a fun time, and it's a blast. It doesn't matter. You can shoot 110. It doesn't matter. Golf sim, popular one. Jeez, man, somebody.
You know how you can't control
from the 913. This is an answer that, like, somebody said, sex dolls. Well.
You know, you didn't have to read it, but I appreciate that you did, you know?
Hey.
Different strokes for different folks.
I need you to make that a drop and save it in the Cody and Gold folder, please.
I gotcha.
So he said a batting cage. That's a good one. That's a unique one. The golf sim one, I think, is great because that one also could get me in trouble. But it's a way for you during the wintertime, especially in Kansas City. I think it is perfect. If it is a cold winter where it snows and you can't go golfing and you love golf, Golf Simulator is the answer. It is the answer. I think a heated pool or a hot tub is also a really good one. I know that that's more common, I guess, but you're talking, look, if it's 20 degrees outside and there's snow, pop open the hot tub, crank that thing up to 103 degrees, grab yourself your drink of choice. And relax.
See, I think a movie theater would be nice too. I'm a big movie guy. Mm. So I think a movie theater would come in more handy for me than like a golf simulator.
You need like the surround sound too and everything.
Big leather seats, like the whole setup as it like triaged seats, like that would be fantastic.
What's your screen. To do a quick little sidetrack, what's like your like are you an Avengers guy, a Marvel person? Are you
a big time Star Wars guy? My
Star Wars.
I have a man cave and it is all Star Wars.
Oh, that's sick. That some people have man caves for sports teams. Some people have them for something else. And Star Wars. I bet you your man cave is sick.
It's fantastic.
How many like collectibles do you have?
Multiple TV setups with the big with the 120-inch projector screen. It's pretty amazing, and I can't even count how many collector's pieces I have.
Somebody from the 913, I would love to have a go-kart track. That's my type of person as well, right there. I mean,
big.
How big of a yard do you got to have for that? That would be sick. I don't know if you. There's different. What type of go kart track is my follow up? Is it one of those like a road course, or there are some that are like slick tracks where they're basically built like Bristol Motor Speedway, the thing's an oval, and you can drift on that sucker. Is there a preference? Somebody from the 816 also, enough land to be surrounded by woods so you can't see the yard of the house. My wife that's what you have?
Yep, that's what I got.
My wife is scared. When we finally are able to buy a house, she does not want that, because if somebody, for whatever reason, finds out where you're at, you're screwed. There's nobody, you have no neighbors, she is not about that at all whatsoever.
I'm not shocked. My fiance was, the first probably 6 months we lived there, was terrified of driving home, pulling in our driveway, because it's a pretty decent long driveway. It's pitch black out there. It took her a while to get used to it, but now she loves it. I can't blame her.
I like the woods feel, you know, being able to, not necessarily
no neighbors,
cabin, but
you don't have to worry about anybody.
Yeah, you're in your own zone. Somebody said a badass stereo. Look, you can't go wrong with a stereo.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong if it's a sound bar, a surround sound. My parents had surround sound. I loved watching NASCAR, or whenever I'm watching football, crank the sucker up. You get a feel for the game a little bit more.
I like this. I'm a big mountain bike guy, so mountain bike trails.
Ooh,
having your own mountain bike course.
Along the lines of, you know, if you've got enough land to be surrounded by woods, you can create, you know, your own mountain bike trails, a zip line. That'd be interesting. Flight simulators are very cool. I've heard the simulator, not genre, but the simulator game is very realistic, whether it be racing, whether it be golf, whether it be flight. I hear that's very, very realistic stuff.
If we were going to go that route, I think I would go. Have you seen those like 3D where like you get in like kind of like the suit?
Oh,
thing
like an actual cockpit?
Yeah. Those things are pretty intense. That would be fun.
So, along the lines of the racing rig, I bet you that is, yes, very similar where you have a setup with three TV or like you're in a, like you lower something on, like you feel like you're in the car, or in the cockpit. Yeah. Oh, man. That would be nuts. Somebody said the man cave is full of Chief stuff in a Lego City.
Lego City, huh?
I never got into Lego. I was never into Legos like that when I was little. I respect people who love Legos. Agreed. Because there are so many cool things that people can create with just the Legos where you look in and you're like, how did you do that?
And the patience you have to do those, that's incredible.
Definitely big time projects. From the 816, outside kitchen, grill, fire pit, lounge area. Lounge, you can't go wrong with that.
I'm working on it.
I don't know if you got like, are you planning to get some of those tiki torches where you keep the bugs away?
We just built actually today while I'm here. The fiance is building a fire bowl, a nice fire bowl to go with our pool and lounge area. So, yeah, man.
That was a good question. Out of left field. Thank you for participating on the text line. Julio for saying he wants a urinal, a mustache. Oh, hang on. So, are you getting a urinal then?
I would like to. We're going to build a garage that'll have like a bar in it too. And my goal is to get like, that's my number one thing is to put a urinal.
I don't want nothing else. Just the urinal.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Thank you, Dusty, for wanting to make it nasty in the beginning. It wouldn't be Dusty's segment. It wouldn't be Dusty's show if it didn't have some sort of not cringe, but some sort of you really went there? That is the question out of left field. Up next, one thing that the person who texted in their man cave full of Chiefs stuff is, like, if you got a TV in there, you're going to like watching this. If the Chiefs can get back to where they were with Tyreek Hill, the deep ball might be back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll tell you why next right here on After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
We are back here for After Hours, 610 Sports Radio. Drew Nixon filling in for Dusty Likens, Julio producing the show. One thing that people can look forward to, I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan, you got to be smiling. You got to be smiling a little bit. You get Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy's there, Travis Kelce is back. Rashee Rice, while he will be suspended, is still a very reliable piece to this offense, Isaiah Pacheco. But we saw a mixed bag from the receiving core last year. Obviously, Travis Kelce and Rashee were very good. But one particular aspect of the offense we haven't seen in a little bit is coming back to the offense. Here's Patrick Mahomes telling you what that is.
I mean, every year you have to do that. I think just as I've gotten older and as I've learned more and more, I just try to find different ways to tweak certain stuff and trying to push the envelope even more. And I think y'all saw today, we try to throw a few more deep passes, get back to the deep game and stuff like that. I think we've done a great job mastering the intermediate short stuff, but we want to get back to having that part of the offense as well. And so coach is really pushing us to push it down the field, and it's hard to do against our defense, but we're trying to make it happen.
Xavier Worthy's been making plays in OTAs. Hollywood Brown's been making plays in OTAs. You might have seen some stuff on social media that they've posted. The deep ball is a thing again in the Chiefs offense, and when you got a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes who is so capable of making plays happen, you just need the guys to catch the ball and make the plays. And Mecole Hardman not on the roster anymore. MVS not on the roster anymore, but guess who is? Deep threat, Hollywood Brown, super fast guy, can make plays. Deep threat, potentially 4.1 speed, combine record speed, Xavier Worthy. You can hope make those plays. They are bringing that aspect back to the offense, and they won. They proved last year, and I think that really ticked people off as well.
Are you upset, Drew? Are you upset by that?
I don't think I was upset as much because if I didn't live here and I didn't appreciate the Chiefs a lot more than I used to, it would irritate me. But I think the fact that they were so bad in the wide receiver room in particular, outside of Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, for them to still go and win the whole thing really pissed off a lot of people. I guarantee it. And the fact that they showed they can win ugly, they can win on the road. Patrick Mahomes has elevated his status even more as a quarterback, in my opinion. And now you get that flashback. Everybody, I think, can agree as cool as it was to see the Chiefs win last year the way that they did, and as dominant as the defense was, it's a lot more fun to see it when the offense is flashy and the deep ball is going somewhere and you're catching 65-yard bombs from Patrick Mahomes. That makes it a lot more enjoyable to watch, and you're not, you know, you don't have your cheeks clenched watching every game because it comes down to the end. You might be able to get a home run dagger in the third quarter that makes it a 20-point game, and there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, I think that's a good point as far as, like, man, last year, Grant, we won the Super Bowl. Great. But, man, that was a rough season to go through, nailed by, like, winning the way that they had to win, which they did. They did what they needed to do, but it was just so painful to see those deficiencies, those glaring deficiencies, especially in the wide receiver room. I am still amazed at how they were able to do what the hell they did, because I have no clue how they did it. Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think anybody else does either.
But I mean, halfway through last season, I don't think anyone thought we were going to be Super Bowl bound with, like, realistically, I don't think anybody thought that was going to be the case.
Not particularly. A couple of people at this station.
Right.
Rob Brent.
Right, rightfully, well, rightfully so. But yes, 100% those. Thank you for throwing them under the bus.
Speck was a doubter. Rob was a doubter.
That. Yeah, but like you said, Patrick Mahomes has shown he can win any way he needs to. He doesn't need all the weapons, but damn, does it make it more fun when he does have them.
Yeah, I think that we were getting close. I don't think we were there because they won the whole thing last year. If they didn't win, say they lose to, I don't know, say they lose to Baltimore. And I know you don't want to think about the hypothetical, but you won the whole thing, so it doesn't matter about hypotheticals. If they lose that game, I think a lot of the conversation this summer would have been exactly what it was for the Green Bay Packers when they couldn't win and Aaron Rodgers felt like he had no help. It was the conversation around Aaron Rodgers was always, you got to get Aaron some help at wide receiver. He just has Davante Adams. You know, he has to have more. Why are they drafting defensive backs in the first round? They need a wide receiver. They need a tight end. That was always the conversation. And I think the Chiefs, it would have been that way or close to it if they didn't win last year because the receiver room was so bad, but they still won. I think Patrick Mahomes' greatness overshadowed how bad the wide receiver room was. And now that they have it, they have something there. It's not the best wide receiver room. I don't think a lot of people would consider it, but if you've got the proper development from Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice can stay out of trouble, and you've got Hollywood Brown, at least for this year, it'd be great if they actually could sign him again. A lot of people think it's going to be a one and done, come play well and then go somewhere else and get your money. But they've got a wide receiver room along with Travis Kelce that can be one of the most potent and electrifying offenses in the NFL when you look at the way that they can and are practicing to run their offense and bring in that deep ball back. Then you bring in Isaiah Pacheco, who has at least one more solid season. You do the play action stuff. I mean, the offense totally opens up. When you can hit a deep ball, the defense isn't going to cheat up. Last year,
changes
I think that
the whole dynamic, man.
I think that part of that was defenses had a lack of respect for the pass game because they knew it wasn't Patrick Mahomes, but this guy's not going to catch the ball. So it's not going to be a problem. Sky Moore couldn't get open to save his life. And you know, Justin Watson came up clutch a couple of times, but now that they've got those weapons and you still have Justin Watson, who's a reliable enough target that you can trust him.
He's good for a handful of catches a game.
In big moments, the ball down the field, Julio, like you said, it's a complete game breaker, and it adds more to your offense because it makes the defense question what they're doing maybe a little bit more when you're throwing deep balls and you've got guys who can actually track it and catch those deep balls.
Catch the ball, yeah. And going back to your point of overhauling the wide receiver core, if they'd lost in the Super Bowl, I think it probably would have followed a similar suit to what they did this offseason. And I think this is they did somewhat of an overhaul, but it wasn't a complete overhaul. I think had they struggled to make the playoffs, maybe got bounced in the first or second round, I think it would have been almost like the year we lost to Tampa in the Super Bowl, where we had a decimated offensive line. We come back the next year and they just completely redo overhaul the offensive line. I think that would have been this season with the wide receiver core, but because they did what they did, Patrick Mahomes can win any way he needs to. So they didn't have to go that route. That being said, I don't necessarily think they are done. I think there may be something left. There may be a move or two.
They still got the cap space.
Yeah, yeah. They have the cap space for a reason. They may not be done. But like, yeah, like you said, I mean, it is for all intents and purposes overhauled. And man, if the NFL was scared before, they should be scared about that the Chiefs did what they did last year, and now they have those explosive plays back. Like, what are you going to do now, man? What are you going to do? How do you contain that?
I think if they can have a top five offense, top five defense, they're unstoppable. I'm not saying they're going to go undefeated, but they are going to win 13 plus games. They're going to be the one seed, and they're going to probably at least make another trip to the AFC Championship game, because that's all that Patrick Mahomes knows. And they'll play the Bengals in the AFC title game, and the Bengals are going to win because the Super Bowl's in New Orleans.
Let's comment.
And Joe Scheisty is going to New Orleans. Somebody from the text line, 9913. Does it make you sick that you got to talk about the Chiefs positively? I have a respect for the Chiefs that I didn't have before I moved to Kansas City. A year ago, hell yes, it would have. Why is this team winning again? But I think that, look, if they play the Bengals and they beat them, absolutely, it makes me sick. And we're going to have something, I'm sure,
you're never going to hear the end of it.
Cody and Gold, we're going to have something along the lines of a bet that's made, or something that fans can or that listeners can enjoy.
Here's what sucks:
a dunk
for you,
tank
Drew.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Here's what sucks for you, right? Is the fact that if you lose game two of the season, you're going to hear it nonstop.
100%.
But if you win, here's where
Chiefs, I don't want to talk smack.
Here's
either.
Where Chiefs fans are going to come from. Whatever, it's the regular season. See us in the playoffs.
All they're going to
so
do
it's
is
a lose-lose situation for you, man. I'm sorry.
Flash the rings in the face. And that's why, even if the Bengals win, I don't want to talk trash,
right?
Because, like, it doesn't matter. Bills fans will get off if they
regular season champs.
If they will beat the Chiefs in the regular season, and they'll say, hey, look at us. We're back, baby, breaking tables, and then they'll lose again in the postseason. The fact that the Bengals have beaten the Chiefs once in the postseason where it matters most, yep. I can hang on to that a little bit. But as soon as I mention, hey, they made it to a Super Bowl. Yeah, they didn't win, Drew. I know that's the
sorry.
No, that it's not even that they lost to the it's not even that I have to talk about the Chiefs. It's that the Bengals lost in the Super Bowl, and I have nothing to stand on. I have absolutely nothing to stand on. And
you have AFC championship.
That bothers me more than anything else.
But by the way, just a side note, how sports horny do you think Andy Reid is right now? With all of the weapons and opening up being able to open up this playbook.
Oh my gosh. I think
he's
got to be so, so excited. Horny, as you said. We'll use your word, Julio.
Sports horny.
As soon as they drafted Xavier Worthy, it's have you seen the video of Shannon Sharp when he takes the drink of the mind? that's the way that Andy Reid was feeling. That as soon as they put that pick in to get Xavier Worthy, he was feeling himself a little bit. Thank you, Brett Veach, for helping me out a little bit more. Pat, thank you for helping me out a little bit more. As soon as they brought in Hollywood Brown, here we go, baby. We're going to throw some deep balls, and we are back. I think that's exactly what Andy Reid felt. And look, Chiefs fans should be excited for this, because I think this offense can be just as lethal as they were when they had Tyreek Hill, because they got not just one, but they got a couple of dudes now, along with Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, that can make this unit one of the best in the NFL when all of them are on the field at the same time. And again, I think Rashee Rice gets at least 6 games. I don't think it's any more than 12. I think it will be any more than 12. I think it'll be at least 6. You'd rather in the beginning of the season, let him miss the first 7-8 weeks of the season.
I'd rather maybe be mid-season.
Oh, really?
Because
okay.
The beginning of the Chiefs' schedule to start is so difficult. I'd rather have him then maybe lose him mid-season.
Plus, it gives Xavier Worthy a little bit more time to not have to maybe perform right away. That's a good point from you, Julio. Up next, I got a Royals hypothetical for you. I think it's more difficult than what some may think. I know where I stand on it. I'd be curious to see where you stand on it. A Royals hypothetical for you coming up on After Hours right here on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
After Hours continuing here on 610 Sports Radio, Drew Nixon sitting in for Dusty Lyke and Tulio producing the show. Got a little under a half hour left. I got a Royals hypothetical for you. I know the Royals are playing so good. And because they're playing so good, I think some people say, hey, they're in kind of in win-now mode. They're really young, but what if they could add a superstar bat? What if they could add another star pitcher to the realm of things? Maybe in the rotation. Do we need another guy in the outfield? Well, let me give you a hypothetical. It came up, actually, from Mr. Dusty Lykins today on Cody and Gold. Would you trade Brady Singer straight up for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? Straight up, Brady Singer for Vlad Jr. I think there is. It's one of those where you think, oh yeah, I'm taking Vlad Jr., but you think about it a little bit more. Are you sure you want to mess up the starting rotation that has been so good for you? They're hot. They're one of the best rotations in all of baseball. Do you want to potentially mess that up for Vlad Jr. and a superstar bat in the lineup? Julio, yes?
That's a tough one. I think we kind of talked about this earlier, and I've flip-flopped back and forth, and I've changed my mind, I think, in that.
Good. That means so, it's a good hypothetical.
It's a great hypothetical. So not taking into account, you know, I don't know how contract-wise where each of them sit at, right? We're not taking that into account.
Oh, yeah.
Just straight up.
Yep.
I don't know that I would want to rock the boat with how well they are playing and how well the offense is starting to form. I don't know that I would want to shake things up both on the offensive side of the ball with bringing a bat like that and then shaking up that pitching rotation just because he's finally finding his own. And I feel like right now he's, what, number three? Like, he keeps pitching the way that he does. I mean, he could find his way up into a number two role.
Yeah.
Like, he has such a high ceiling, and pitching is just such a commodity. I don't think I would trade, which is, again, the complete opposite of what I thought when we first discussed this.
Yeah, so I think that I don't think you can mess up the starting rotation, and that means you don't get a superstar bat, but I think that the offense, to your point, they've been playing good enough that, well, like we talked about earlier, the rotation provides you that leeway where even if you feel like you're having a little bit of an off night in the first four or five innings, you can't get nothing going early on, the rotation will keep you in the game. So when you get to other teams' relievers, you can start going off. And then the offense, as you said, Julio, has been great. I mean, Skubal, they were able to find a way to get it done. Casey Myers, they ripped him to shreds where he was taken out. He couldn't even complete two innings. The offense has been rolling, but when you... the dynamic that you have with the team and the rotation, I don't think you can mess up. Where if you can, somebody mentioned earlier on the text line, Jazz Chisholm. I don't know what Miami would want for him. I know that Miami's struggling, so he's one of the guys on the block. But if you bring a guy in and you only have to sacrifice one of your guys in the top 30, one of your prospects, you go to double A and you send a guy over. If you can manage that, I think it works. You don't want to mess up what you got currently on the big league roster.
So this is kind of my line of thinking is, right, you have someone like a Mike Trout who has just an outstanding, amazing bat, but has done nothing. He doesn't even have a playoff win at all, right?
His career has been overshadowed a little bit by that. Right. Yes.
So, I mean, again, that's just a one example of you can have the best bat in MLB, but if you don't have pitching to back that up, you're not going anywhere.
Somebody from the 913. Any hypothetical should be about sending a couple outfielders down to Omaha so they can remember how to hit. It's a fair point.
Ouch.
It's a fair point. And hence the reason why a lot of people are like, look, if you're going to get somebody, get an outfielder who can be more consistent. And I think that's the interesting dynamic as well as somebody else said, keep pitchers. The same person said, keep pitchers or keep singer pitchers don't fall off trees for KC. Another one from the 816. No. We saw how poor pitching will lose you 106 games. Keep Brady.
Yeah.
I think the other
in that last year though.
The other aspect about Vlad is what are you going to do defensively? And it came up on Cody and Gold is that you don't want to move Vinny off of first and then DHing. Well, you use Salvi for that and you use Vinny for that when Salvi's catching sometimes and you put somebody else at first, you're not going to get Vlad in enough consistently. So what you would do probably is you'd move Vlad to third, you'd move Michael to second and move Massey to the outfield.
Too much moving around.
A lot of moving around. And Massey would have to learn the outfield or learn to play the outfield midseason. That's a lot to mess around with in terms of what you got going on now, where if you get a guy like Josh Chisholm or you get somebody, not that this is a guy you'd go after, but like a Jurickson Profar, where they're a little bit of a do-it-all guy, they're a utility player. They can play multiple positions, including the outfield. I think that's the type of player that we could see the Royals potentially go after. And if you can do it while getting... Well, only having to get rid of a person in a player in the system and not somebody who's already on the roster, I think that, look, you might as well swing if you feel like you're in win now mode. Somebody said we're 13 games above 500. What are we talking about? This is a hypothetical.
We're just having fun with it.
This is a hypothetical. This is not, I'm not saying that they need to go get Vlad Jr. I'm saying that they should keep Brady Singer, but it came up, and if anything, the people think that they could be in win now mode where you might want to move. Hey, we're winning. We're doing so good right now. Let's find a way to get a relief pitcher. Let's find a way to get another outfielder who can hit for us without having to give up anything that's currently on the big league roster to elevate the team as good as they are right now. That little bit more where we talked about it earlier, Julio, the one thing that concerns you is the relief pitching. The rotation is amazing. The guys are hitting the ball extremely well. When you get beyond the starters, you can trust some of the relief guys. They've been okay, but you don't want, you're a little bit, you want to have that guy that you can go to in the eighth inning before you send it to General MacArthur in the ninth inning. That might be the position that we're at. But yeah, this is just a simple hypothetical. We're having some fun. And I'm of the position where, yes, they need to keep Brady Singer because you would do yourself a disservice, I think, to mess with the rotation that has been elite and one of the best in all of baseball to this point. To the person that said from the 816, they want to offer congratulations on the first solo show. Hey, man, I'm having a great time. I'm happy for the opportunity. I know, Julio, you mentioned something as well. Thank you for the congratulations. It's been a blast. Hopefully we can do it again sometime here soon, maybe even during football season where, I don't know, maybe we can get a show at before week two. You know, we can talk a little smack to you guys.
Yeah, hopefully the late night crowd didn't scare you away from after hours. You know, we like to keep it
very excited.
Loosey goosey.
Loosey goosey is great. It makes it a lot of fun. I love making fun of myself. And yes, I'm a Bengals fan, I've had a lot of problems.
Beat me to it
in my life, and with them not winning a Super Bowl is one of them because the Chiefs keep on winning, and you guys should be happy about that as Chiefs fans. I will say this: somebody did say earlier that I was a very level-headed Bengals fan. Thank you. I hope this doesn't throw you off at all. But next, some people on the text line during Cody and Gold have like, dude, you need to offer us a Bengals hot take. Yeah, you haven't done that yet. You need to offer us that.
Oh boy.
I've got a Bengals hot take for you next, right here on After Hours as we wrap things up on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
Wrapping things up here on After Hours, 610 Sports Radio. Drew Nixon filling in for Dusty Likens. Julio producing the show. All right. Here we go.
Here we go with the nonsense. All right.
We're going to end on some nonsense.
You had such a good show going too, Drew. You know?
I still think this is a good show because, look, I am level-headed. I'm going to tell you my hot take, and I'm going to give you exactly the reason why. I'm not just going to say it to say it.
Give it to us.
Joe Burrow is going to lead the league in touchdown passes this season. He will lead the league. Last year, you might wonder, how many passes is that going to be? Dak Prescott had 36 last season. I think Joe Burrow gets to that number, and this is why. The schedule is a fourth-place schedule. It is so much nicer for them on the calendar. They have New England, Washington, Carolina, the Giants. We already know how bad the AFC West stinks outside of the Chiefs. Guess who they play? The Raiders, the Chargers, and the Broncos. They also play the Titans. I think the schedule pans out well for them in terms of who they're playing, where this is not a far-fetched idea. And I'm not saying the Bengals are going to be the one seed. That might be more of a hot take, actually. I'm not saying that. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Chiefs have a great shot of getting the one seed. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be just as good, if not better, than he has been. The Chiefs are going to be the Super Bowl favorites. But Joe Burrow is going to lead the league in touchdown passes next season. Again, before the text line comes in and says, excuse me, wait a minute, Joe's got to make it past training camp. Now, you have a fair point.
I was going to say, didn't he have a pretty serious thumb injury to his throwing hand with major surgery?
From the 913, I take back everything I said. Hey, I'm still level-headed. I am level-headed. I
mean, this is borderline. I'm not. This is a hot take. Honest. It's borderline.
This is a hot take. Do I believe it? Yes, I believe it. Look.
That's the scary part, Drew.
Well, no, that's, okay, no. That's I just gave you the part, you know. Hang on. This is not to say that Patrick Mahomes is not going to have a outstanding season, and the Chiefs are going
to
look.
It has nothing
amazing
to do with the Chiefs.
The Bengals have a schedule where the teams that they're playing, some of them just outright stink, where if Joe Burrow's healthy, again,
that's a big only, if, though, right? That's a big if.
If he's healthy,
they have a suspect offensive line.
No, the offensive line might not be the biggest weakness on the offense now.
No running game.
The running game is that's where I am most intrigued by, because the offensive line they have addressed, and I am crossing my fingers that Joe Burrow does not get sacked more than three times in a game this year. Please. Mm. I'm begging you. I'm begging you.
Big ask.
One of those wins, by the way, will be in week two. To what they said earlier, there's going to be some Bengals fan, not myself, who's going to absolutely geek out over them beating the Chiefs in week two and think it's a way bigger deal. It's not, because the perfect response, as Patrick Mahomes did to Ja'Marr Chase when Ja'Marr said, "Pat, who? Is that too with the rings?" That was the flex. I love the. Well, I'm smoking on Joe Burrow. I love that.
I love that rivalry, man. I am so happy that you work here and bring that dynamic together.
It's the best rivalry in sports, Julio. It is in the NFL. Maybe not. It could be in sports too, but it's the best rivalry because, to me, And I get that there's fans that say I hate the Raiders, and I always will. They're the biggest rivalry. I think that's fair, and that's fine. But when you have two teams that hate each other as much as I think the Chiefs and the Bengals do, where Ja'Marr Chase is saying anybody but the Chiefs and anybody but the Chiefs, you know that rivalry is good and strong. And the Kelsey brothers on New Heights had Joe Burrow on, and they like Joe. Travis said, you know, the rivalry, the game is not the same without you. Chris Jones has said that. It makes the rivalry so much better because everybody at their full strength. These two teams have gone toe-to-toe every single time that they've played against each other over the last couple of years, and I think that it is the best rivalry in the NFL, and that's where, again, I love being here. I think as you said, people here love it because they can talk smack to me. I'll talk a little bit of smack.
Sport.
I love making fun of myself. And this is the thing too. I can relate to the Royals fans who have felt the way they have the last few years because my entire life, the Bengals never won a Super Bowl. They have nothing. Yeah. According to Alex Cody, the Chiefs used to be this way, right? They didn't win anything. And now all of a sudden they're winning and they're dominant. It's a great time to be a Kansas City fan. We talked about it earlier. I'm just happy that the Bengals are as good as they are. And I just want one. Let me get one Super Bowl. And then Patrick can win. Pat can win 6 and 7 and it, and he could beat the Bengals every single time to go to the Super Bowl. I do not care if we get one. So, I want one.
We're having this great conversation. You're talking about how good this rivalry is, and then you're asking us as Chiefs fans
to give you one Super Bowl.
We don't want to give you any. Zero. Nothing. Zero. No, you can't have anything. We will take it all.
To the text line, somebody said there are reports his wrist won't be completely healthy. That's the big thing I'm worried about because
you are
correct in the fact that not the orthopedic surgeon who did the surgery, but another orthopedic surgeon was asked about what the recovery process would be like. And I said there's going to be good days and bad days. There are days where Joe's going to wake up and it's going to hurt like you know what to throw a football, and he is not going to be able to even throw. And then there's going to be days where it's fine. And thankfully, you know, modern medicine, we've got injections that can help that. But I'm a little bit worried that there's going to be a day where it's not even related to him actually throwing, because he's thrown the football in practice and he looks good throwing it. He's got the zip. But if he wakes up on a game day and his wrist is hurting, or he plays a game and he gets hit and he falls down to break a fall and he happens to land on it and it flares up a little bit, what does that delay his full recovery? Because from the...
Would you rather him sit? Jamar Chase did
last year. He would have rather him sit with the calf injury. I would not, because here's why. And maybe this is a reason why he could technically sit, is the Bengals open.
Because of the schedule, you don't need him really, right?
To your point, they start off with New England at home. They play at Kansas City. Then they have Washington at home, and then they are at Carolina. Theoretically, he could play and they could still go, but it's so important for the Bengals to get off to a good start this year.
Yeah, but
when they haven't been able to do it,
long term.
You have a
serviceable backup, you know,
and Jake Browning. I think it's important because it gives the offense confidence that it's not a when Joe comes back sort of thing. We're doing this with Joe currently right now, and his wrist is okay. We're going to be fine. Look, in the end, they can't control what's going to happen with his wrist. It could pop and it could explode. Somebody brings up a good point. When he throws the ball and hits a helmet, another. Yes, it's a worrying part. And I think that you have to deal with it. Patrick Mahomes in the ankle. Again, it was the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes in the ankle. Pat's playing through the ankle injury because he's able to do it and he's playing. I think Joe's at the point in his career where he knows what needs to happen. He's got that fire, and I think this is the best chance before his contract starts to really balloon. This might be the best last chance before they really got to rely on the draft to get him that win. And shout out to everybody who enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I had a blast, even though I gave you a Bengals take at the end. The Chiefs are great. The Royals are playing great. It's a great time to be a KC sports fan. Julio, you killed it. Pleasure working with you. It's the first time we've been able to work together directly.
Sure.
So, again, thank you so much for listening. For Julio, I'm Drew Nixon. This has been After Hours. You can even listen to it right here on 610 Sports Radio. Till next time, peace. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.